You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I feel like God's been good to me. How do I, you know, pay him back for that? Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I really owe you for pointing that out.
Indeed you do. Also with us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
But how will you ever repay him, Glenn?
Probably there's no way.
Well, there is a way, and we're going to look at that tonight. The question came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. We're not sure if this question came in with the kind of arch British villain accent that Jed gave it, but we'd like to think so. Question came in this week, says, I feel like God's been good to me. How do I, you know, pay him back for that? And Glenn, how indeed?
Well, I think the main thing is starting with gratitude. You know, this funny thing, we talk about this word gratitude, thankfulness. Our friends who are in 12-step programs talk a lot about thankfulness and gratitude. And part of that is because it puts your head in a different space. You know, I had a grandma would always say, you know, you got to count your blessings. And I always thought that was a little bit kind of pie in the sky. And also, you don't want to hear that when life is going rough. You say, you know,
yeah.
Forget that, grandma, you know, whatever. But it's about recognizing that having that thankful attitude does change us in a way. It changes our outlook. It's not just the problems we have, but it's the way we conceive of those problems. It has a big deal with us overcoming them.
Absolutely. And Jed, where do we take this next?
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, one of the things, just like Fitz is saying, is there are all kinds of good things in our lives that it's worth being thankful for and expressing gratitude for, you know. So it's easy to think of, you know, I got a new car. That's awesome. It's this, and I'm excited about it, and it's this cool, fancy new thing, and it's super, super awesome. And that's great. You should be totally thankful for that. Everybody loves a new car. But, you know, that attitude also applies to things that aren't physical, stuff like good relationships, you know, people who care about you, people who love you, good opportunities. Those aren't exactly a physical thing, but those are a great gift and definitely something for sure to have gratitude for. But when we have gratitude, one of the key things, just like Glenn is saying, is it's actually really important to express it. It's really important to communicate that sense of thankfulness. And one of the easiest ways to do that, you've almost certainly, even if you've never done it before, you've probably heard people talk about the idea of prayer. And prayer is just talking to God. That's all it is. Just super, super simple. And actually, it's a really good idea for you to go for a walk or sit down and just tell God thank you for the good things in your life. That's good. That's really good. It's really healthy. God would totally appreciate that. And if you can dig it, that's actually really good for you. It's really super healthy for you. It will yield a lot of good fruit in your head and your heart.
And there's kind of no wrong way to do that.
Exactly right. And here's actually one of the key things. It's funny that this would be true, but it is gratitude and thanking people. And that's both God and other people who have been good to us and been kind to us. Is one of the things we can mean to do. They know how I feel. So no, say those words out loud.
Yeah.
Go to that person and say it's different. It's not the same as assuming they know how you feel. Because even if they do, you should still say it out loud. It's just a different thing. But I think the question that all this is going to lead to is, after we have gone to the Lord, after we've gone to other people and we've said thank you, what else is there?
Absolutely right. And that'll be the question we look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Lounge.
Suffering and shame, and I love that old cross.
Bridge Loud.
We are back to you here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
My grandma also used to take me to church on Easter. One of the main things she would always stress to me is, if you get your underwear stuck in your behind, just leave it.
Ah.
And that seemed like advice that was hard to follow, so it created some tension in that relationship.
Absolutely.
Yes, but it is sound spiritual advice in its own way.
Sure.
So joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Sage counsel.
Yes.
Sage indeed.
Quite.
I wanted to make a sage joke there, but we're on the radio. Hey, we're going to go ahead and answer a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I feel like God's been good to me. How do I, you know, pay him back for that? And Glenn, that last segment we ended with Jed giving the very, very good advice that we want to say the words out loud, that we are thankful, that not just so God wants to hear it, but that's actually really good for us. It helps kind of focus the mind, as you were talking about. But let's move on to some other things. Once we acknowledge that we're thankful, which is a really good place to start, where do we go next?
Well, I think there's a sense of, I want to, in some way, pay back the person that's helped me. And that's it's a good impulse. It's a good desire. But at some point, that might turn into, I don't want to have to owe this person.
Sure.
So, you know, grandma made me a lot of cookies, so I'm just going to give her cookies or something. That's not how that works. That's not what grandma wants. She wants you to enjoy it and appreciate it. But what you can do is pay that forward, pass that on to someone else.
Yeah.
Turns out that, again, that's one of those ideas that kind of sounds corny, but if you really kind of put it under the microscope, it has this power to change the way you think of yourself and the world around you.
Yes, and Jed, if we're not going to theoretically show up to the old folks' home with a literal pickup truck full of brownies in which to bury grandma.
Right.
What are some more practical things we can do to express this attitude we've taken on of thankfulness and put that into action?
Well, that's a great question. We've got to look for ways to do that. You know, all of us on the show that we're Christians, right? And so we're into the Jesus thing. And Jesus basically told his followers, the things I've done for you, you should go do for other people. So that idea of paying it forward, that's actually where that comes from, is from Jesus. The idea of pass along the good things that you've experienced. So if God's hooked you up, if you feel like God's been good to you, then a big part of living out that gratitude is looking for ways to hook other people up, right? And so it has to be something that fits. Delivering a truckload of brownies to grandma at the old folks' home is not a good way to pay grandma back or thank grandma.
She's got the diabetes. What are you doing?
It's just cruel. But on the other hand, we can let go of the idea of paying her back, and we can say, just how do I express gratitude? We could go visit grandma,
right?
And that would probably mean a lot to her.
Maybe a single brownie.
Maybe a brownie. A sugar-free brownie that is diabetes-friendly. And a nice visit. And, you know, the thing about when we look for ways to hook other people up, that ends up being awesome too. And that actually leads to more gratitude in our lives. But I think we want to look at, practically speaking, when it's not grandma, how do we hook other people up?
That's right. Not that we don't have a very important grandma demographic that tunes in to the Bridge Lounge.
Certainly.
We certainly want to keep them happy. But we also want to look at how to help other people. We'll look at that when we come back right here on the Bridge Lounge. with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Also, if you're bringing a snack to Grandma, maybe consider prunes, because that kind of keeps everything in motion.
Sure.
So joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it keeps things rolling right along.
Exactly.
That's important when you're old.
And once again in the intro, I'm not taking the bait on this joke. So I'm going to move on to reading the question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I feel like God's been good to me. How do I, you know, pay him back for that? And Glenn, you guys had a lot of good stuff in the last segment about putting some practical realities to this. We started with the feeling of gratitude, acknowledging that good things have happened to you. And I think the place we landed on is putting the skin and bones on that, if you will, is doing that for other people. I think for people who've never done that before, that can seem like a big deal.
Right.
You know, I got to spend all day baking.
Yeah, right.
We just had lunch. We're very baking, state of mind. But so what are some things we can do on that are a little easier to digest from the beginning?
Well, yeah, I think part of the thing is, as you mentioned, we are a Christian dude, so that we kind of think of it through that lens. And there's a really important phrase that's in the Bible where it says, don't despise small beginnings.
Yeah.
Because the Lord is pleased to see the work begin. Here's the thing. Start small.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with starting small. Don't despise it. Don't put it down. The way that you get to doing big gestures and things that are meaningful and organized is you start small. There are so many little things you can do right now. And getting in the motion of that will help inform a smarter direction for bigger things.
I think it's a great point. And Jed, one of the things we do want to be clear, especially if you haven't done a lot of this, is there is a way that you're supposed to help people. You're supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that to the detriment of your own sanity.
Right.
Actually, the Bible talks about that as well.
Yeah, it sure does. The Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver. So the idea that you're going to help people in a way where actually you can feel good about it. You're glad to be doing it. You're joyful to be doing it. So again, that goes back to what Glenn said. Start small. Here's three quick ideas. So maybe they apply to your situation. Suppose you've got a job and you've got a car. Well, those are two huge gifts and good things and blessings in your life. You might have a coworker who has to take the bus. Well, here and there, offer to give them a ride to work. You know, pick them up, let them ride with you. That'll save them a bunch of time. It'll save them some money. Doesn't really require too much of you, but it means a lot to them. Similarly, maybe you know somebody where they're going through hard times and money's really, really tight. Take them to lunch. Doesn't mean anywhere fancy, but you pick up the bill. You know, it can be McDonald's. It shouldn't be Arby's. No one should go to Arby's. But it can be, you know, but you pick up the bill. That, you know, it's not a big deal for you, but it will mean a lot to them. Maybe you just know somebody who's lonesome and they just don't have anybody to talk to. Give them a call. You know, just give them, you know, a listening ear and a place to share how they're doing. Again, that doesn't require a lot of you, but it means a lot to them. And that's a great place, that dynamic where it doesn't cost you very much, but it means a lot to the other person. That's a great place to begin with giving.
Absolutely. I was going to close up this segment by announcing our very exciting new Arby's sponsorship. But once again, Jed's anti-roast beef agenda has ruined it for us all. So I guess we'll just go to a song and be back with you right here on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. Mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh, oh, oh. You chose me, you chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, every lie you forgive. Never stops. No. chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, every lie, you forgive every time. Your faithfulness never stops.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like Arby's. Also, I'm completely against Jed's anti-Arby's rhetoric.
Yeah. Like,
that's divisive.
Yes.
And unhelpful. Eat Arby's.
Arby's is tearing this family apart.
It is.
Also joining us, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
You know, Arby's has toppings that I don't approve of.
Oh.
They have, of course, their Arby's sauce. They have their horsey sauce. I think there's one thing that they're holding out on us.
What would that be?
The secret sauce!
Oh my gosh, that one surprised even me! And Glenn, we're talking about how do you pay God back? You feel like he's done good things for you, and obviously you've had a long career of dealing with folks who, they've had some really good things happen for them. Like, they're not in jail anymore.
Right.
Being out of jail is much better than being in jail.
Yeah.
So what do you tell them as far as getting on this thankfulness thing, getting on this pain back?
Well, yeah, we are talking a lot of spiritual stuff. This is a spiritual question that came in. And if you aren't into the Jesus thing, I for some reason I feel like I should apologize. Actually, there are definite reasons why I should feel that, but we're going to answer it from that perspective. And I think the story of Easter really is, to me anyway, about having a do-over. If you have forgiveness, if a sacrifice is made that's made your life better, it gives you a chance to start on a new page. I mean, if that can happen in any kind of relationship where someone forgives you and wipes the slate clean, it's a chance for a do-over. And in the case of your relationship with God, the truth is he wants to do more for you.
Yeah.
That it's not just about a forgiveness to get back to zero, but it's about getting on the plus side of that and him blessing you. And don't cheat yourself on that.
Absolutely. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
Well, we're so glad for the question. We're glad that you tuned in tonight. Glenn's exactly right. The whole point of Easter is that God loves you, God forgives you, and he wants to give you a do-over. He wants to give you a new life. And if you're like me, now I'm a screw-up, so maybe this doesn't apply to you, but if you're like me, you've had moments where you wish you could just wipe the whole slate clean and just start over from scratch. And Easter is about exactly that, and the fact that God just wants to give that to you. And if you're in a place where you look at your life and you're like, I feel like God's been good to me. The thing that we want to encourage you on is I think God wants to do way more for you than what you've seen so far. I think the good things that you can see in your life today, and that includes physical things, but way more than non-physical things. I think that's the smallest little inkling of how good God wants to be to you and for you. But that begins, again, with that idea of a new life and a new start. If you're not sure how that would work or what that would mean to you or for your life, email us, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Again, that's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'd love to talk about the new life that God wants for you.
And that has been a very special edition of the Easter Sauce. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore.